You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Giants now seriously considering Aaron Rodgers, not just one of those things that people are putting two and two together, that the Giants have done a deep dive on Aaron Rodgers after the Matthew Stafford thing fell apart. And Art Stapleton kept saying from a football standpoint, meaning that they think he could still play and he could work with Brian Daboll and all of those things. I guess they're kind of weighing what type of distraction he might be if he comes to the New York Giants. And if they draft a guy and they have Aaron Rodgers as a one-year bridge and that guy is Cam Ward, I think you could do worse than that. But I can't fathom what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. I really can't. And I know that he's
not trying to sell that house. That's what he's thinking.
I mean, come on.
Beautiful house in Montclair.
Yeah, I guess. But all right. And I know it's hard to put myself in these guys' shoes, especially Aaron Rodgers, because he's different. He's not the same type of athlete. He thinks differently. He goes all over the world. He does mind-bending drugs, all these things. I mean, it's hard to figure him out.
DMT!
But it's hard to figure him out. But to have this experience with the Jets that was so ballyhooed, and him coming here and saving this franchise and saying that Super Bowl III trophy looks a little lonely, and reviving a franchise and being the guy, to have it fall apart and just be so horrible, and then for him to be injured that first year, come back, play through a ton of injuries, he was banged up all over the place last year even though he played 17 games, then have this new regime of guys who have never had those jobs before, and Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn tell him, no thanks, we're going in a different direction. Then just to latch on with the New York Giants.
And there's other options, though. You have the Raiders.
The three-win New York Giants is amazing to me. That's the way that this guy's legendary career is going to come to a screeching halt. Now, you tell me that, okay, we tried the Jets thing. My Achilles popped. What are you going to do? I tried my best to come back. I got Devontae Adams. Didn't work out. They fired the coach. I got sucked into the Jet vortex, and that's the end of it. And I'm going to go off into the sunset. Fine. But now to try to fix that by coming back another year so you don't go out embarrassed, to do that with the New York Giants? I mean, and don't tell me the Raiders is much better. Like, okay.
No, I'm not saying they're better. I'm just saying there's options. The Giants aren't the only team seeking Aaron Rodgers. We talked about potential landing spots that would suit the Vikings. I think it should be an option for them. I think the Titans should be an option. I think the Raiders should be an option. Landing with the New York Giants doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility solely because of this big house in Jersey that he brought. He still feels like he can play. He's obviously state of debt, and he's not ready to hang it up. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, I kind of get it. You don't want the. He has a hall. Right now, he's a Hall of Famer, and when they end this movie, they're gonna see. That's what we're gonna see. Him limping off the field, barely holding on.
Yeah.
You don't want it to end like that. Not from a ball player.
Well, how
standpoint.
Is it gonna get better?
I don't know.
With the Giants.
I don't know.
Now you tell me that, you know, if Sam Darnold could go from where he was in his career to the season he had with the Minnesota Vikings, then Aaron Rodgers could go to a place like that, play a ton of games indoors, play in the division he played against forever. But then he's just living Brett Favre's life. And I mean, he goes from the Jets over to the Minnesota Vikings. I think that somehow has to seep into his brain and go,
I mean, that's an easy layup.
I don't want to do that. You know,
you do not want to do it solely because Brett did it. I mean, it's the best opportunity out of all the options I just mentioned.
But I don't think, first of all, I don't think the Vikings want him. I don't think that's going to be anything that even happens. But the point being, for conversation's sake, like, that's a place that obviously he could go and win. And
well,
maybe,
hold up. You being a Vikings fan, they obviously sent Sam Darnold up the street to kind of figure out what was best for him.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the move they're making. They're entering the McCarthy era. But if this knee of McCarthy, for whatever reason, isn't up to par and he cannot be the guy they need him to be, why wouldn't you get Aaron Rodgers for a year?
No, then they bring back Sam Darnold.
I don't think they bring back Sam
Darnold. Because he's 28. He knows the system. It ended on a sour note. You give him another opportunity. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers. You don't do that. Now, is it real?
Yeah, but from Sam Darnold's standpoint, this is your only window where you can maximize your value.
Who's paying him?
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
No one's paying him.
If I'm the Titans, I'm
okay. I mean,
I'm paying him.
Okay. If you think that that's maybe a landing spot for him and he's going to get $150
million. I don't think he's going to get $150. I mean, it's
okay. I mean, I think that he could. I think it's a possibility, but he needs multiple teams to be bidding on him to get that type of money. So
how much would the Vikings pay him?
Well, I think that because no one else wants him, I think that they'd get him on a shorter-term deal. And it'd
get
be like
for the low?
A two-year deal, and they'd be guaranteeing him a lot of money. But I don't know that whole J.J. McCarthy knee problem thing is that much of an issue. I really think that this is exactly the way that they wanted this to go. And I think it actually kind of helped that McCarthy was out for a year because it didn't force him to play in his rookie season. He sat back and saw it. And the Minnesota.
It also didn't look good that every rookie that played last year balled out.
Yeah, true. It was.
So now it's like, if you're the Vikings, like, all right, we want to see what our guy can do. If you're looking at Denver with Bo Nix, you're looking at the Commanders with Daniels. I mean, all these guys showed up and showed out. You want to feel good that if we throw McCarthy out in the field, that the one, the knee is not an issue, and that he can still, one, be the guy that he was in college and have a connection with Justin Jefferson.
Yes, and also because they had to pay Justin Jefferson. And the money that he's getting, and they're going to have some cap space, and they're going to have a guy in a rookie contract at the quarterback position, and they don't have a lot of draft picks. That's the way that the general manager wants to build the teams. That's why I think they're going to give McCarthy every chance. But and I don't know. I would not. You got to think too. Like, you got the young head coach in Kevin O'Connell. Like, he works well with guys like Kirk Cousins and guys like Sam Darnold, and people aren't pushing back a lot. It just is not a good fit for them. I don't think they're going to do that. I just, from the Aaron Rodgers standpoint, it's like what, like, do you, someone who's interested in so many other things in the world, like, he like, you know, he goes to Egypt.
Well, this is who he is.
Almost,
I mean,
was
we can't,
a vice president. Padre,
we can't throw rocks. This is who the man is. This is what he brings to the table.
But this is, what my point is that he's not just a football crazed person. This is my life. I don't know what to do without football. So that's why it's so confusing to me that he's got so many other interests in the world and that he's going to hang on and bounce around to these dog crap organizations just to play another year to not go out like he did with the Jets. It doesn't make any sense.
So what would you rather him do? Just retire?
Yes.
Like the way we like that?
Yes. That's what I thought he was going to do. I mean, it seems insane.
I feel like if you still feel like you can be effective in play and make a difference,
then do it on a team that's got a shot.
The teams that got a shot have a quarterback.
Okay, so retire. I mean, don't go to the Giants. And if you're the Giants, you really think with your jobs on the line, you're bringing in, you know, patched up.
They're desperate. Joe, I mean,
washed Aaron Rodgers.
They don't have any more options. Stafford failed. Nothing is working for the Giants. Daboll and Sheen are done if they don't come up with a quarterback or a plan that's efficient enough to, for them to roll out a competitive outfit next year.
So trade up, get Cam Ward, and get someone else who's not going to stir the pot in the way that Aaron Rodgers is going to, and then go in that direction. And get Cam. And then the other thing is, too, benching Aaron Rodgers like halfway through the season to go and play Cam Ward is not going to be as easy as benching one of these other dust balls that's out there that you could bring in to be a bridge quarterback.
I mean, I agree with you on that. Like, Aaron's going to be like, you're bugging. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So you're going to draft a guy and just have him sit the entire year because you don't want to bench Aaron Rodgers and have that be a problem and have him go on national TV and bitch and moan about the new organization he's
but
on?
But I can understand their approach and being desperate. Like, John Mara himself said, you know, enough is enough. Like, this is, they've run out of room, Brian Daboll and Shane. Like, this, so if you're those two guys, you're like, listen, man, I know this guy, last 10 games of the season, was pretty good, especially when they put old fashioned to our left tackle. He had some protection on the left side of that line. He was moving. He looked better. He was able to throw the ball. He was just a better quarterback, especially when healthy. Now, I do understand the other side of the fence. With the knick-knack injuries he did acquire, he wasn't the guy. He was horrible. So can a 41-year-old quarterback, soon to be 42, be durable enough to get through the season?
No. No. And if he is, he's going to be doing the same thing he was last year, spending more than half the season hurt and playing hurt and not playing well.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.